So when somebody says, when you stand up to preach, what's your motive? Just one simple thing. Here's my motive. My motive is just simply this. Every single solitary time, with no exception, in order to build up your faith, simply expound the Word of God to say, here's what God says. Here's the way God works. These are the ways of God. These are the words of God. This is the will of God. This is how God operates. What is my goal? To strengthen your faith, to build up your faith so that you can walk in faith. Because you see, as you walk in faith, you're going to be successful in your Christian life. As you walk in faith, you're going to be able to stand the adversities of life. As you walk in faith, you're going to be more valuable to God. As you walk in faith, you're going to serve the Lord more. As you walk in faith, you're going to understand more. Your life is going to become a beautiful blessing to the Lord Jesus Christ and to God the Father and God the Spirit. So what is my goal? Simply to open the Word of God, to speak to you the truth, to say, this is what it says. This is how it works. Here are my failures. Here's how God has worked in my life. Here is how He can work in your life. The only thing I'm interested in is that God enriches and deepens and strengthens and builds you up and makes you godly. That's what this is all about. That's what it's all about. The reason I don't preach 20-minute sermons is because I don't think it can be done 20 minutes. And the reason I want to keep pouring out the Word, and I repeat some things over and over and over again, because I want you to hear what He's saying. Just as you trusted Jesus Christ as Lord, so trust Him also in your walk. Walking in Him, living in Him, personal relationship. You will hear me say certain things over and over and over again. I keep talking about a personal relationship because I know that most people, once they're saved by the grace of God, they just think that's religion, that's Christianity, getting saved. No. Christianity is trusting the Lord Jesus Christ as personal Savior and beginning that all-important, intimate, loving walk with a Savior. That's what the Christian life is all about. It is not simply forgiveness. It is a walk. It is a journey. It is a life. It is an experience. It is a relationship. It is a vital union that you and I have with the person of Christ. And so when He says here that they were instructed, go back, if you will, to Ephesians chapter 4 for a moment. And if you recall in Ephesians chapter 4, as Paul was talking about the gifts and so forth, he talks about the gifts he gave to the churches. And so I want you to notice one of them. He says, and He gave some as apostles, some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as pastors and teachers. That is, the pastors to be a pastor teacher, not just a pastor, but a pastor teacher. And notice why He says He gave men that responsibility for the equipping of the saints, for the work of service, to the building up of the body of Christ. You see, it is a pastor's responsibility to do what? To build up the body. How do you build up the body? You build up the body by expounding the Word of God, teaching them to trust the Word of God, to apply those principles, to work them out in their lives in service and love toward one another. And as we together apply the truth to our hearts, He says what happens? Until we all attain to the unity of the faith, of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature men and women, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. It is our responsibility to do what? To grow in the Lord, and it is a pastor's responsibility to give instruction and direction. Go back, if you will, to Psalm 9 and verse 10. The ninth Psalm. Listen to what he says here. A very simple statement, but a very important one. Because you see, he didn't just say this just haphazardly. He said, walking by faith, you've got to be rooted in the Lord Jesus Christ. You've got to be building upon this foundation, established in Him, instructed. Listen to what he says in Psalm 9, verse 10. Look at that. And those who know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, O Lord, hast not forsaken those who seek thee. Look at that. Those who know thy name will put their trust in thee. What does know thy name mean? Know thy name means to know Him personally and intimately. It speaks of a vital relationship. Who will trust Him? Those who know Him. People who do not know Him don't trust Him. And you see, this is why you would say to someone, well, you just need to trust God. And they say, what do you mean, trust God? Well, if they really knew Him, they'd know what that means. And you'll talk to some people who say, well, you know, I know what you're saying, but I just can't. Now, they won't say, I don't trust God. But they'll give you a whole bunch of other words if you sum them all up and analyze, and that's what it means, I'm not going to trust Him. Now, why don't they trust Him? Because they don't know Him. If you said, well, if you don't trust Him, you don't know Him. Well, they probably wouldn't appreciate that. But the real truth is, we trust Him when we know Him. And He says, those who know His name, they're the ones who are going to put their trust in Him. Now, the next word I want you to notice here, look, he says, not only rooted in him, built up in him, established in him, instructed by him, but overflowing with gratitude. What in the world does that have to do with walking this walk of faith? Here's what it has to do with it. When you and I trust the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior and He begins to bless us, what happens? The natural, normal thing for us to do is to express our gratitude toward Him, to thank Him for what He does. Now, what happens? When the Lord sends His blessing into our life and we send back a thanksgiving, an expression of gratitude, what do? We set in motion this wonderful, wonderful cycle. He blesses and we show gratitude. He blesses, we express our thanksgiving. He blesses us, we praise Him. So what happens? The more He blesses us, the more we show gratitude toward Him. Now, in this process, not only are we profiting by it in lots of ways, but also it is keeping our focus upon God. And as it keeps our focus upon God, it keeps us realizing that He's the source of every good and perfect gift. It keeps us realizing that He's trustworthy, that He's reliable, that He'll do what He says. And you know what happens? As we begin to trust Him, and as He begins to bless us and we show gratitude and our expressions of gratitude, what's happening? Our trust level is being built up all the time. So Paul says now, just as you trusted Christ to save you, or just as you trusted Him as Lord of your life, he said, so walk in Him. That is, develop this relationship with Him by faith. Walk by faith. That is, have a relationship with Him is such that you will trust Him for every circumstance of life. If that's going to happen, what does He say? He says, you've got to draw up nourishment from Him, rooted in Him. Build strongly upon that foundation. Be established in Him, instructed in the Word of God, and ever showing gratitude toward Him. So you see, what I want you to notice is it doesn't just happen. Because you see, a building isn't built instantly. It doesn't just happen. A building is planned, and it takes work. And so in the Christian life, if you and I are going to walk this walk of faith, we need to learn to pray. We need to learn to read and meditate upon the Word of God. We need to serve the Lord and worship the Lord and to use our spiritual gifts and to give to the Lord's work and to share our testimony. Because you see, the more you share what you hear, the better you understand it.